Let's turn to 2 Samuel 15 today to begin services. And I kind of want to talk to you about a movie. It isn't very often I can recommend a movie to you, but this one is one I would like to recommend today. It was released in 2009 and starred Richard Greer. It was based on a true story, and the name of it is Hakachiko, A Story of a Dog. And it's a very moving story. And the movie starts out like this. There's a classroom, and the children that are in it are given an assignment to give a speech on who their hero is. And the movie starts out with this girl giving her speech, and she talks about her hero, and she writes his name on the board, and it's Columbus. And she says, well, my hero is Columbus because he discovered America, and we have a holiday and don't have to go to school on that day. And that's why he's my hero. And then the next boy gets up, and he writes the name Hachi on the board. And he turns around and he says, Hachi is my hero. It's my grandfather's dog. And everybody in the class starts laughing at him. And he says, let me tell you the story. And he begins to explain how there was an Akita puppy that was sent from Japan to the States, and somehow the shipping label had come off of his cage, and then once when the train lurched, his cage slipped and the door opened, and he got out when the train stopped. And he's walking along, looking around at the train station, and he runs into Richard Greer, who's a professor who teaches music at the university. And Richard Greer picks him up and says, what a cute little dog. And he takes the dog and he takes him to the station manager. And he says, I'd like you to take care of this dog. I found him and maybe the owner will come and get him. And the guy says, I can't keep that dog. And so he leaves his name and address and he goes home. He doesn't tell his wife he brought this dog home because she isn't like that interested in the dog. And so he puts the dog in another room and he goes in. And the next thing you know, the dog has nudged the door open, and she's up in bed, and he's licking her feet. And she screams. She's so upset. And so anyway, she wants him to get rid of this dog. And so they try to send out flyers looking for the family that own the dog, and they don't get any responses. And so then they went ahead and put out flyers that there's a Akita, a very fine dog that is free to any good home. And she gets a call from somebody who was interested in the dog, and at the same time her daughter had come to visit, and she looks out the window as she's talking to this family who wants the dog, and she sees her husband with a ball in his mouth. He's trying to show the Akita how to fetch. And the daughter's taking pictures and they're laughing and they're just having a wonderful family moment. And she says to the people on the phone, I think we found a home already. And so she decides to keep the dog. And as the dog grows, it gets bigger and bigger. And then one day it's big enough, it digs a hole under the fence when Richard Greer, the professor, goes to the train station in the morning to go to work. And he meets him along the way and follows him. And they have a good time playing back and forth. And then he goes into the train station. He tells